Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, after much to do and much fanfare and much speaking, it looks like No Labels is no more. Evidently, they're not going to put up candidates for president, evidently. Looking for the unity candidate. So that's what's happening in terms of where the No Labels is going, literally going nowhere, it looks like. But, folks, we are going somewhere here on this Friday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here. We're glad that you're there. We have so much to tell you about and talk about. A lot happening, obviously, with the CIA intelligence warning about a possible attack on Israel from Iran within the next 48 hours. We got a lot going on, and we're going to get right back to it, shall we? Again, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to be part of the program. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Denise, it seems like this particular situation, as we've been going through the Israel-Hamas war, now with this warning, it just seems to really kick things up a notch, unfortunately.
Well, it's definitely there. And, you know, this phone call yesterday between Biden and Netanyahu was really kind of disgusting. And it's on the heels of Tony Blinken. I don't know where he was, but, you know, I happened to be standing in my garage with the TV on, and I heard him say, the attack on the And then he went on and on. And the way he phrased the sentence, I flipped my head around and couldn't believe that he said it the way he said it. It was almost like it was purposeful.
Yeah.
The attack on the World Central Kitchen?
Yeah, the attack on the aid workers, exactly. And because it would never be a deliberate measure that Israel would have taken, for goodness sake. And then you got Karine Jean-Pierre reiterating, saying, well, the president, he was outraged by it. He was very outraged because they've got to get these buzzwords in there. They've got to get attack.
Well, precisely.
Yeah, all that stuff.
It's almost as though that this was done. This came out yesterday, and this was done by the Biden White House and the State Department in order to send a message to the Palestinians and the Palestinian sympathizers here in the United States. You see what I'm saying?
Indeed, absolutely.
Because I'm looking, there's a publication called Palestinian or Palestine Chronicle, of all things, dated March the 29th. And it's the title of the article, Secret Weapons. Latest approved U.S. weapon shipment to Israel is most devastating.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So we're apparently sending them, according to the Palestinian Chronicle or the Palestine Chronicle, we have secretly authorized the transfer of billions of dollars in bombs and fighter jets, despite Washington's public criticism of Tel Aviv's planned invasion of the southern city of Rafah, the Washington Post reported. So, you know, this Palestinian news article is tailgating on the Washington Post.
Oh, sure. Well, one of the things that was said with John Kirby and Peter Ducey was, I think, right to take him to task to say, you know, you can't say that you're supporting Israel and then you're not them, but then you're going to have what are called policy changes. What do you think those really mean?
With the policy change.
Yeah, exactly. And then to continue on.
We demand a ceasefire.
Right. Well, I was thinking earlier, too, Denise, you know, what if Israel told us to have a ceasefire back when we were trying to get bin Laden and Al-Qaeda? Say, no, you're going about it the wrong way. You know, we need to have a ceasefire here. The only people who really want a ceasefire would be the terrorist organizations.
What? You know, I haven't heard this administration, I haven't heard little Miss Karine Jean-Pierre say, well, yes, President Biden has demanded of Hamas for a ceasefire. Oh, he's demanded this of Iran. He's demanded this of Qatar. He's demanded this of Egypt. I haven't heard any of that. It's always Israel.
Right. And again, you know, Denise, it is really just so over the top that we are witnessing what we're witnessing, because it is designed to help them in the election, to placate whatever special interest groups are here in the United States, and it's always against Israel. You're 100% on the money. Why not make these, and why not go tell Iran, don't? I haven't heard one person yet say don't.
Yeah, remember that used to be the word they used, don't?
Yeah, what about don't?
Yeah, don't didn't work out, did it?
No. We got to send Kamala Harris over there with a bullhorn or something. Tell them, don't. But it's almost comical to see this happening. So now we're just all supposed to sit around and wait and see what Iran does. I mean, that's not a strategy.
Well, Israel's not doing that. They have what is known as a tech incubator. And in this tech incubator, they are making full use of all things that they can on artificial intelligence, including, I would add, some of their technology on the battlefield and next part of the battlefield, whatever that may look like. So they have been using this in an incubator for a long time, including in pretty much weapon systems across the spectrum. So I also would say that they probably are making some very interesting use of laser weapons, otherwise known as an iron beam. So
very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, they're you know, again, they are the only country in the world that's in this kind of a neighborhood that could be attacked from all sides and even from water and air.
Indeed. Well, stay right there, Denise, because we're going to come right back, everybody. A lot more to tell you about and talk about on this very important Friday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. We are going to come right back, so don't go anywhere. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friday edition continues on, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to everybody listening across the GCN network, by the way. Thanks to GCN, they work very hard for the program, sending it out to our great affiliates. And then also, we want to welcome everybody listening to us on TalkStream Live this morning as well. So greetings to one, greetings to all. And we're glad to have you back with us. And, of course, we're also glad to have Denise Simon back with us this morning. It is a big news day, folks, for things that are happening in the Middle East. It's going to affect us here. There's no doubt about it because this administration seems to be continuing to go down the wrong paths, making the wrong decisions. And, honestly, you know, just showing Iran that it's going to be pretty easy to drive a wedge between us, don't you think, Denise?
Well, it's there. Yeah. It's absolutely there. I mean, Tony Blinken came out yesterday and said, if Israel continues on this same path, they will be indistinguishable from Hamas.
That's unbelievable. I did not hear that quote. That is really, really so far out. I can't even believe that. They'd be indistinguishable from Hamas. But doesn't that start to lay the basis, Denise, for, you know, not just policy changes, quote unquote, towards Israel, but a reversal of the American position for the last 70 years?
Precisely. It is.
Yeah. In other words, they're.
And it's permeating through, you know, I don't think it started with Chuck Schumer with what he said. He wanted a regime change. Yeah, indistinguishable from Hamas if it doesn't protect Gaza civilians. Well, let me say something. If you want to protect Gaza's civilians, then I would be calling on Egypt to say, why don't you open the Rafah gate? Because they refuse to do it. They're building walls over there. They're building fortified fencing. So these people have, you know, nowhere to go. That's not Israel's problem. Israel has warned Hamas and everybody in Gaza 6 months now.
Right. Well, we had a great call earlier from Jim in Clearwater, and he was asking about the Palestinians, but they seem to, you know, why don't they turn in Hamas? Why are, you know, in other words, it's in to some degree, it's hard to distinguish, you know, who's supporting Hamas and who isn't. And, you know, they put Hamas in power in the first place.
Well, there, I will say they have, some have, in fact, turned some in. So, you know, Israel has built a database to identify its targets. And, you know, they've taken out some pretty interesting, effective people. And they clearly understand these tactics, as we saw with, you know, transporting not only hostages, but also, you know, the top terrorists, the leaders in ambulances, so they're not attacked, and in the hospitals. So, you know, it has happened. But, you know, this is, Israel is having to fight not only a ground war and an air war, but they're also having to fight to protect their own country, but now they're having to fight a propaganda war against them.
Well, you mentioned Egypt and the Rafah gate, and so in your estimation, the Biden administration would simply not address this at all, because it seems like that would be at least a very good start in trying to get people out of harm's way. Why wouldn't the Biden administration pressure Egypt?
Precisely. That therein lies the $64,000 question. 31 miles from Gaza, essentially from Rafah. There's a town on the water, by the way. In fact, it kind of looks like, you know, 31 miles, it kind of looks like Gaza, called Arish. A very historical town. Put them there.
Yeah.
31 miles. Put them there.
Yeah, even just temporarily.
Egypt is afraid it'll be permanent, and they will have to deal with it forever. Well, too bad. So sad. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I'm not trying to be funny for funny's sake, but just what you're saying, it reminds me of what happens even here in this country. I suppose maybe we need the women on The View to call Egypt a bunch of racists because they don't want to have the Palestinians come in because they fear it would be permanent, you know, even in a time of war, trying to get them out of harm's way so that Israel can do what it needs to do, and that is to try to obliterate Hamas.
Precisely. You know, it's kind of like, you know, here in the United States, if we're so angry about inflation and so forth, and, you know, that this administration has made the migrants a protected class, well, you know, heck, maybe we ought to say, I self-identify as a migrant from Chile or Venezuela, or, you know, so we can get free health care and housing and debit cards and meals and a place to live and all that.
Well, yeah, are you kind of referencing what Jerome Powell was talking about immigration, and that the economy grew, and we just need more people, and really it's the immigrants that are coming in that are making the economy better or something like that?
Well, they're the only ones, if you really look at the detailed numbers and talk about who, you know, the employment here, it's the illegals that are getting hired. As I mentioned on your show, what, yesterday or day before yesterday, that $20 hourly increase or new standard, a minimum wage in California, who do you think is getting that money?
Right. Indeed. Indeed. But this is just becoming so far out of control, we don't know what the things are going to look like 48 hours from now.
Of course not.
Yeah.
You know, if you heard Jerry Nadler and Little Miss Debbie Wasserman Schultz and even Nancy Pelosi talking about these illegals, and they need to, and she, Pelosi says, so Florida needs them to pick the vegetables or, you know, harvest the vegetables. Well, you know, California's got a bigger agricultural system. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but they're talking about, you know, the vegetables, the crops are going to rot in the ground. Well, you know, is we're talking about modern day slavery here using illegals, are we not? And what's it, you know, we're not picking cotton, but now we're picking tomatoes. You see what I'm saying?
I'm so glad that you said that because sometimes, because it sounds so extreme, right? But you're setting up this de facto thing. I mean, can you imagine if you had conservatives talking the way Nancy Pelosi was talking? They would immediately be decried. But yet, but she can come in and start saying things like that, which you're right. It becomes this modern day form, and I hate to say it, of slavery in the sense that you have a class of people who have no other option, right, in America but to do thus and such, and Nancy Pelosi seems to be fine with it.
Well, and that's it. And you know, so where is, you know, the view on all of that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Because people are supposed to be able to have opportunity in America. And it just goes to show that the Democrat Party elite, they love to have people in, you know, pigeonhole them into certain groups and categories because it only serves their purpose of perpetual power. And they really don't care if people really do go to college or they get an education or they start to live the American dream. That's not even in the mix.
You know, I've often said that you know, we should be going on our own propaganda war as a countermeasure to what the State Department is promoting, and that is to tell all of these countries, you know, that are sending their people here or they think they can come here for better opportunities. The opportunities aren't here for them. You know, just kind of look, do you want to live on the floor of the you know, police stations in New York and Chicago or in the air floor, you know, on the floors of the airports or, you know, set out blankets on the sidewalks of New York and sell wares just like they, you know, would necessarily do in Latin America? I mean, is that their better opportunity?
Right. Right. Yeah, it doesn't seem so. But, yeah, it's just the whole thing is a disaster all the way around. Exactly. All the way around it does. And I'm telling you, you know, this is the way that the Biden administration acts towards Israel, I think, is also a very good window into how they want to act towards America. I mean, if we're not going to stand our ground on things that need to be done, we can't trust them on just about everything else, as they demonstrated, you know. But I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour right now. We're going to have some telephone calls. We'll open up the lines, of course, 949-822-7959. This Friday edition, everybody, is flying by, and we got some more important things to tell you about when we come back. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed his dissatisfaction with the humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. The first week of April is proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week. The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th? Clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots thanks to the weather forecast that is calling for significant cloud cover. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You know, sometimes we joke around a little bit and we say, well, you know, if only the White House was listening to this show, you know, maybe they could hear.
I'm beginning to think that we really need them to actually do that, because obviously we are looking at going down this road, and the Biden administration and the way that it is, you know, the policies that have been in place, the way that they've reacted to things, and emphasis on the word reacted to things, you know, that's not putting us in a good place. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We do have some callers holding on. We'll get to them here in just a few short moments. But, of course, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, we're not in a good place. They're leading us down in a terrible road, don't you think? That says it all right there.
Yeah,
that's your, absolutely. Speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you do when you just run out of words. I mean, you formed all these conclusions and you have all these thoughts in your head, but there's no way you could get them all out. So what do? You just sort of groan.
You're right about that.
You know, you put both hands to your face and you rub your face and you just go, ugh.
I think a lot of Americans are doing just that.
Precisely.
Yeah, they, and folks, you know, we can't give up the good fight. Obviously, you know, but this is one of the things we're trying to do, and Denise is trying to spell this out for those. I'm really absolutely 100% speaking the truth. I hope that somebody there is listening to this so that they know that there's some kind of way to deal with this stuff.
Well, I almost, you know, interesting you say that, because I sent a congressman who I text with from time to time. He was on TV yesterday. And I sent him a text. I said, it's almost like you were listening to me on radio, because he actually said yesterday, interestingly enough, where is Egypt and why aren't they opening the Rafah gate? And I mean, I'm like, what? I mean, yeah. Is he tuned in?
Hopefully so. Well, but also, yeah, but yeah, he's on the right track. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Mary in St. Pete listening this morning and has a question or a comment for Denise. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I think the new campaign slogan for President Trump should be Save America, because it's probably down the tubes. Considering the DIE movement is part of the quota stuff that, yes, ma'am, it was part of the quota stuff started, what, years ago, decades ago. So it's just evolved. It's the same thing, but it's evolved. And so it took that long to get there, but it's here. So you have Americans that are dumbed down. You have people from other countries such as India and China who do not give up values as far as education is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be the ones running the country, not your average individual over here who's used to being an American and the descendants of people that have died to fight for this country. So it's evolved to this point, and you're absolutely right. I think the slogan should be Save America.
Well,
thank you.
Yay, thanks, Mary. I appreciate the call. I know everybody else does as well. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again here real soon. Yeah, well, you know, Israel has to be saved. America has to be saved. We got to get away from this mentality, Denise, that says, look, we're not going to call things what they are. We're not going to deal with the problems the way that they should be dealt with. And I don't mean by just...
If you start to speak the truth and you use the words to speak the truth, then the left comes out and says, you know, those words are offensive, so they changed the definition of words, or now words are verboten, and we can't use those, so we have to use something else, like bloodbath. Okay.
Right.
Then when Mary talked about dumbing down, all you have to do, if you can stomach it, is just watch The View. Just one time, watch The View. And then when you think you've had enough, hold on, just go over and get on the phone app called Nextdoor.
Yeah.
60% of the people, 70% of the people on Nextdoor are about the stupidest people I know. I mean, they can say and type and complain about the dumbest stuff and ask the dumbest questions. And so there you have it. You know, somewhere between what's going on TV and what's going on out there in the real world.
Well, I'll tell you, Denise, we've got a great alternative to that here, because we've got our friend John in Sarasota hanging on, so let's bring him on in. John in Sarasota, good morning. You're on with Denise Simon. Glad to hear from you this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Denise needs a hug today.
I do. Thank you.
Denise needs a hug. Hey, you know, I wanted to add to what she had said a little earlier about telling these people that we have no jobs waiting for you. Do not come here. Tell other countries that there's nothing here for you except sleeping in the airport, the bus terminals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you remember, the propaganda was Donald Trump who started to turn back the first convoy. Do you remember the convoy that was marching here when he was in office? And he told those people exactly what you said. Do not come here. There's nothing here for you. There's nothing waiting here for you. And they turned around and went the other way. So until we have people that do what they say and say what they do, they're going to keep coming. And the other thing I wanted to add is that when you were talking earlier, Kyle, about John Kirby, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a lesson in semantics. Let's read between the lines. You know, we're in negotiations right now And we support Israel, but we'll support Israel if Israel does what we tell them to do. We won't support them if they tell them what not to do.
Right.
Why don't you just say that? Is that simple? But here's
they
the
are
thing.
Saying
here's
it.
The kicker. Yeah, yeah. But they're not saying it with that terminology.
Right.
Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. You know, I think the greatest thing, regardless, they do not want to lose votes. They do not want to lose votes.
That's all
in semantics. Yep. And in semantics, if you flip the script and you come down and make Israel look like the heavy, but in reality, Israel would do us all a favor if they got rid of Iraq. They would do us all a favor, and they have the capability to do it. So why not let Israel...
Yeah.
And Syria, yeah. Why not Israel be labeled the bad guy? Let them take care of our dirty work because they'd be doing the whole world a favor. And then after it's done, you could say, well, we're going to punish them. Big deal. Mm-hmm. So that's my take. They'd be doing everybody a favor. At this point in October, I called up and I said, Israel has to finish this job that they started, and they've got to finish it completely. Whether the United States can say they're not behind it and make it look as if, well, you know, we condemn them. This is, you know, this is democracy.
Right.
We condemn it. Well, let them condemn it. But in reality, wouldn't they be doing us a favor? Because we don't want them there anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is an administration in the left. They would rather win the votes and lose the war. And they can turn around and say, see, Israel's the bad guy, but we're the good guys.
Right. Exactly.
Correct. Well, with that being said, I think I have a little bit of assembly of mental awareness here today, so everybody have a nice weekend.
Touche.
And,
you too.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye, folks. Enjoy the weekend. Let's,
you too.
Let's put it on the back burner on Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, John.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Yep.
John in Sarasota, everybody. And Denise, yeah, that was a great call as well. And, yeah, the thing is, you know, that we don't know where all this is heading, but we do know when Kirby tries to parse these words and try to make you believe that two things are true at the same time and this kind of stuff, it's not good because they know they can't really say a lot of stuff out loud per se because it would be way too devastating. So they're trying to thread the needles like they're walking on a knife's edge.
Isn't it interesting that we certainly got some new fighter jets and some more weapons over to Israel real quickly, secretively, according to the Palestine Chronicle and even, you know, the Washington Post. But we have this legislation that's sitting over on Speaker Johnson's desk about, you know, giving an aid package to Israel. Wait a minute, didn't we just do it secretly?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, to be continued to the weekend edition, Denise. I'm sure there'll be developments here in the next 24 hours. We'll be talking about them. But take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. We're going to come right back, everybody. We've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, the Friday edition. We have been chugging along, I'll tell you that much. And we have a lot more to go. And we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Website, of course, is watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can head over there. You can find out all about Chris's radio program, his podcasts, and much more. And it's always great to have him here each morning here on the program because I got to tell you, we learn a lot and we get a great perspective that we're not hearing out there enough, out there in radio land and in the media. And that's why we've got him right here, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, Chris, one of the things that we're seeing happening, of course, right now is obviously we've got mortgage rates. They're starting to go up again, but demand evidently seems to be going down a little bit. But I do think that there's a lot of people out there who want to buy houses, but they're either on the sidelines because obviously because of affordability, but they're also waiting for those interest rates to come down. But I think they'd be waiting a long time, don't you?
Well, I mean, listen, I try to, you know, talk about, you know, real estate. Again, owning a home, to some people, they look at it like as this wonderful, investment. I try to teach people, that it's not so much of an investment, but it's a bill. and you don't want to find yourself house poor. That's one of the worst things you can be, is because again, you got a bill you got to pay every single month. And you don't want to be pain for you. And you have to look at it, you know, in some ways, because you're always told, okay, it's a wonderful investment and it's going to be worth more over, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. That might be the case, but you also got to take into consideration what you spent, in interest and what you spent in upkeep and all of these different things. A home means a lot of things to everyone, you know, but I try to tell people it's a bill where you're going to like store a lot of memories and great times with your family. Don't overextend yourself. And if you have to wait, wait, mm-hmm. you know, that there's nothing forcing you to go out and buy something that you can't afford that, is going to be painful every single month. So, you know, right now, because of the lack of inventory that's out there in many markets around the country, it's become unaffordable. So, you know, what I'm suggesting to people is to say, hey, hold off. Hold off. You've got to wait a year. You've got to wait 2 years. You've got to continue to rent. Do that, okay? It's better to do that than to find yourself in a situation where you've got something that's like a big weighted ball that's tied to your ankle. That's not what you want to be in.
Well, indeed. And I wanted to ask you about this as well, Chris. You know, we've been talking about this minimum wage in California. Well, it looks like, you know, this is already starting to hit. I think I've seen one story about a particular restaurant's already closed as a result of this, evidently. And, you know, it just seems like there's going to be more to come. And, you know, some people have said, as we've talked about before, too, that maybe the market should set some, for lack of a better term, a minimum wage, or just pay people a wage that they're going to be able to get people to come in and work for.
I've never been a believer in minimum wage. It's nonsense. You let the market decide what you're going to pay people. It's nonsensical, quite frankly. I don't get how these wizards are smart in these various different capitals know what, you know, the right wages and what they could be charging people. You know, if someone decides they want to, you know, pay well below the market rates, they're going to lose their workers and they're going to move somewhere else and someone's going to pay more. The free market is a beautiful thing. It's like nature. You go outside, you watch nature, and we always, you know, love seeing, you know, trees and flowers and all these things and, you know, the unpredictability of nature. And you know, you take a look at minimum wage and this diktat from on high thinking that, oh, yeah, we're going to be doing all these wonderful things. It's a political move by people that have never run a business before, quite frankly, and the whole thing is nonsensical.
Well, indeed. And what are you hearing from some of the folks that contact you and listen to your radio show, your podcast, and so forth? What are the main factors that they're concerned with the economy? I mean, we know about spending and we know about credit and things like that, but what do you think people are looking for, especially in this election cycle? What are the magic words they're looking for, listening for, to influence
their vote? Yeah, quote James Carville. I do still think that a lot of it has to do with the economy and people's situation at home and what they're paying and for everything. And you're continuing to see, you know, article after article where they're trying to make the lie become the truth, where they're trying to tell people how wonderful everything is. But you know, people know what they're paying at the grocery store. They know what their bills are. That's a major issue. Another major for many people, we've got a lot of one-issue voters out there, is the abortion issue as well. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that's always been the number one thing. And, you know, right now, because of, you know, what the happened with the Supreme Court, what's happening within states, that's going to be a driver. And I do think that the Democrats are going to try to use that.
Indeed. I think you're exactly right. Well, Ford, of course, the Ford CEO, Jim Farley, you know, had some comments about what's happening with Ford. According to a Newsmax article, they lost. This year in 2024. And then he says this, Chris, I love this quote. He says basically the next generation of their EVs will be launched.
Kyle, I'm losing you. I can't hear you right now.
Oh, okay. How about now?
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
Oh, there. I'm back. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, he says they're only going to launch their EVs when they can be profitable. I read that and I thought maybe there's hope.
You see the CEO that come out and actually say, you know, the reality. But you know what's sad? It really is that, you know, we live in a world where all of these CEOs are so feckless that they knew this all along. They knew this was going to happen, but they didn't stand up for what was right for their company and their business. There's such fear. It's almost like, you know, we make fun of these totalitarian regimes. But, you know, to some degree, you know, everybody's, you know, waving their American flag and rah, rah, 4th of July. You got a totalitarian country here, too, where you've got, you know, CEOs of companies are afraid to stand up for their business and what's right because they're afraid of the government. Think about that for a second. I mean, they knew. Ford knew this all along. But this guy was afraid. I mean, quite frankly, he should lose his job. I want to see CEOs that stand up for the rights of their shareholders and the good of their business, not kowtowing to the government and waiting for the next handout or giveaway or subsidy or whatever it may be. And, you know, right now, you know, the federal government is scrambling to try to, you know, continue to push this EV mandate that they know is ridiculous. It's not possible. They're actually even walking back now. And thankfully, they're restarting a nuclear power plant. In Michigan, and you know, that they had shut down because they know that they're going to need the electricity. I said, this should have been the direction. It could have been smart when it comes to all of these things, when it comes to, inexpensive energy here in the United States. But no, you basically kowtow to your buddies, and we've created an industry that is, quite frankly, it's out of thin air. It's not something that was created naturally. And
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.